StoryCorps Tampa Bay. This is the last installment of this series that began in May of last year. As we sunset this vast collection of local stories, what more appropriate conversation to have is there than one about aging? John Hoops asks his dad, Ray, the tough questions about aging. Ray is 82 years old, and he shares his answer on, is it hard to get old?
Over the past 2 years, you've had kind of a raft of medical issues.
Man.
You know, you had first the hip replacement and then the pacemaker and then 2 weeks later your gallbladder. And then this summer you had a fall playing badminton with a 6-year-old like all 80-year-olds should be doing. And your recovery has been slow on that. Being so active in sports and all that, has it been hard to get old?
Oh, no question about that. I walked into church with Lamar yesterday, and he just turned 80, and I just said, how's it going? He says, it's hell to get old, and he's got some aches and pains and all like that, and yeah, you grow old fast. I mean, the years go by, you know, really, really quickly.
And, when did you first notice your age? I mean, do you remember when you first said, okay, I'm not 18 anymore?
Probably when I was in my late 70s and all. I mean, up to then, I was in pretty good shape. I could still play ball. I could still play tennis. Up to about that time, then I started to notice my balance wasn't as strong. And then I broke my hip or had my hip replaced.
Mm-hmm.
And it irritates me to be old, quite frankly. But I think it does everybody that gets old.
Right. And a couple of years ago, it really seemed to stress you out a lot. You seem to be a little more at peace with that now. Is that, do you think, because of the injuries and the, like, where do you feel like that peace comes from?
I don't know. I realize I can't do things that, you know, I wanted to do. I'd like to play tennis a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, you know, people say, well, I wanted to be president, and I never got there. So there are things, and I would like to travel more, but my balancing is a little bit of a problem.
Could you see yourself walking with a cane? I mean, would you go that route? I mean, I know that...
Ooh, defeat.
I mean, do you really feel that as defeat?
In some ways. I mean, as you say, time handles all these things. You know, you don't use a cane this year, but next year it's not so bad.
Right.
Use a cane maybe. But so then I think, you know, Mom takes just terrific care of me. She, mm-hmm. everything she does is to help me grow and to help me do things. You know, that's probably the frustration is your world begins to shrink as you get older, and that's hard on a lot of people. And most of my friends are a little shy of 80. Mm-hmm. There's a couple. Ed Bryan was 85 when he died, and so I'm still hoping to recover some of my agility, mm-hmm. and all. And Mom would say, why aren't you down at the Y?
Yeah, what are you doing for that?
Yeah,
my next question.
I'm not doing anything.
Okay, so I'm going to give you a hard time about that.
Yeah, leave me alone.
If I could recall all the heartaches, dear old daddy, I come.
This StoryCorps Tampa Bay was produced for WUSF by Joselise Ramos. You can find our archive and all the episodes we've aired of StoryCorps Tampa Bay at WUSF.org.